This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Pinkerton's Barbecue on Airline Drive. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel and Barry from Pinkerton's in the Heights. If you want to stop by, get some all-world brisket and barbecue and hang out, tip your bartenders. And there's no wait staff, so you can just tip your bartenders more. Watch some NCAA action, get a couple of drinks. Inside-outside seating, the line is now reduced, so get yourself some good food and some quality beverages. Hang out on a Friday. It is a good spot here in the Heights.
Yeah.
Nick, of course, back at headquarters. Andreas here keeping us on the air.
Hey, Nick, are you still coming out here after the show?
Nah, I can't make it. I'm going to go home. I wanted to.
The promotions people are over here showing me pictures of Ed Helms and telling me that I look like him. Do you know who Ed Helms is?
Uh-uh.
He was, what was his role?
He was the dentist in The Hangover.
He was the dentist in The Hangover, and he played in The Office as well. What was his, name in The Office?
If you let your hair grow out, it might have some validity, but overall.
He was Andy Bernard in The Office.
No, I know. I just looked him up. No, you don't look like him.
You don't think so?
I don't think so, no.
In y'all's face. In your face.
I mean, I wouldn't mind someone saying that I look like Ed Helms, though. I mean, it's not like it's a bad thing, is it?
No, I don't think he's, I think he's super handsome guy, like really handsome. So I don't mind, but,
like if you lost a tooth right now,
I just don't
see it.
If I lost a tooth, yeah. I mean, I definitely, when people say I look like MC Search, I don't argue. I definitely agree with that. I don't know that I agree with Ed Helms. Someone told me I look like the guy on Ernest Goes to Camp. That one I didn't agree with as much, nor did I like it. That one's not nice. That was cold-hearted. That was cold-hearted. I don't look anything like Ernest Goes to Camp, and I don't appreciate it when they brought it up. I have updated numbers for you, Joel.
Give them to me, please, Barry.
For the San Diego voting.
Yes.
Footy McFootyface went when the Deadspin story broke, which was 36 minutes ago.
Okay.
They had 373 votes. Soccer City now has 2,236 votes for Footy McFootyface for San Diego. And I said Twitter. It's actually on Facebook. So if you just go to Soccer City SD on Facebook, you can vote for Footy McFootyface. I'd love to see that get to about 10,000.
I'm telling
you. That would be so good.
The organization is running that poll.
So mad.
Yeah, because I go back to and I've said this before, but I know people that have said, like, 1 year in all-star balloting in the league office, they, with one voting cycle to go, like, someone that didn't deserve it was, like, a million votes ahead of Larry Bird.
Uh-huh.
And they had a little bit of a staff meeting, and the commissioner basically said, who's in charge of this?
Mm-hmm.
How do you put it out? He goes, Okay, well, I'm just going to let you know that one way or another, Larry's not getting beaten out for the starting job. Carry on with your day.
Really?
And in a remarkable turn of events, Larry Bird was the starting forward in the Eastern Conference.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that Footy McFootyface isn't going to win?
No chance. No
chance. I really think they're doing the people of San Diego a disservice.
Now, we talked about this before. We talked about great logos and great team names.
Yeah.
And minor league baseball really maximize their marketing opportunities by getting a lot of really cool names, really great logos, and those of us that wear hats a lot and collect hats, you get a great logo and your merchandise goes through the roof.
Dude,
man,
the Footy McFootyface logo would be great. It'd be
soccer
shoe.
So from that standpoint, I'm with
kicking
you.
a soccer ball that has a face on it.
So yeah, you imagine the shape of like the Carolina Tar Heel, the foot, and just put a face on it. And then in a soccer uniform and kicking a soccer ball with a big cleat, you get
beautiful.
It'd be great.
They're definitely, if they don't do that, they're
going
to
call the Dynamo. See if you can change.
And then they've
name.
Got the San Diego Surf is in second place. Lame.
Call the Dynamo. There's no way Dynamo in Houston. What are we doing with Dynamo? Let's just change it to.
Yeah, I don't remember what I think the 1836ers or something like that were one of the names they were going to do. It was the birth of the city.
They were another one I think that got the city involved, but were smart enough to not give them the final say.
Yeah, I think it was 1836, which was, something like that. I'm trying to look it up because I'm sure there are some geeks out there like, he's getting it wrong. And then it was 1835. And
we will soon find out if you did get it wrong. Because
guess what? Hey, whatever dork is sending me a text right now, just know
just
that
stop.
I don't care.
Yeah, just stop.
Just save your correct date text or tweet because I don't care.
Or 15 pictures of people you think Barry looks like.
No, I do want to see those.
Oh, okay.
Those I don't care. Somebody texted in Nard Dog.
All right.
The Nard Dog.
Hey, I want to give a little bit of a shout out. Rest in peace, Clay Matthews Sr. Yep. We all know the Matthews family here in the Houston area and in Texas. Clay Sr., who was the father of Bruce Matthews and Clay Jr., and then Clay Jr. obviously is the dad of Clay Matthews of the Packers. But Clay Sr. passed away at 88. John McClain of the Chronicle reported that in South Carolina after a long illness. But he played at Georgia Tech, 4 seasons as an offensive lineman in the NFL with the Niners, but more notably as the man at the head of the class for all the Matthews family.
Yep.
So that's kind of sad.
I believe they call that the patriarch.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And the one that, because we were traveling so much and I kind of got caught up in things last week, but Iron Bill, the Houston firefighter, passed away. The fireman that was in the middle of the hotel fire on 59,
yeah,
and was injured. And I just wanted to rest in peace on that one and prayers with his family, because that was such a big story and such a sad story in Houston here with the 4 firefighters that lost their lives. And then Iron Bill was debilitated and ended up passing away. So I did want to make sure that I get back to that and at least send the condolences out there as well.
Somebody texted and wanted, I guess you or me, okay, or us, I don't know, they didn't put a name on it, but they just said rate Yancey.
Overall or just?
Now, Ninja, you were there. You rate Nancy. You give her. You give Nancy a 6.
A 6?
Okay.
Okay.
Joel, you're up. Honest assessment of Yancey.
6.8.
Really?
Yeah.
I was going 5.
Really? That low?
I'm going 5.
I mean,
5.
It wasn't.
Ass was a 10.
Yeah.
Everything else, I think you got to go 5.
Really?
I'm going 5. Yep.
All right.
Not horrible.
I was going to tell you, and I wasn't going to do
10,
it while our
5.
While our audio was going out over the air yesterday,
yeah.
And in the bar, you pegged the wait staff to a T before we got there. The day before the show, when you were painting the
say?
Picture the last time, you're like, you know, they're stronger women.
Husky.
And tattoo, yeah. not husky.
They can help you. Like, they can help you get your car unstuck.
They lead the league in torso tattoos.
Yeah, yeah. There was a lot of tattooed women.
Torsos and thighs, which is not my thing. But
you don't like a thigh tattoo, huh?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Not.
I don't mind. I don't
literally
mind,
not feeling it.
I don't mind a tattooed woman. I don't like a lot. Where it's like if a chick has 2 sleeves and the whole back is full, and I'm not. I mean, like, you know, my wife has tattoos, but she doesn't have them all over.
I think the other thing
that's
too,
a little
is
much
like
for
if
me.
You're going out, but like,
because then I feel like I'm dating
the
convict.
Calf and the ankle, or you know, if your wife wants to wear a mini skirt and yet there's a tattoo creeping out from under the hemline, I don't think that's a
unless
good
it's bullets. If it's like a fake belt of bullets, then that's fine. I'm just kidding. I don't want that. I don't know. I don't think. I mean, I don't. Again, I don't mind a few. I just don't want a ton.
Nick, yay or nay on tattoos on your next?
I've kind of grown to like them, but before I used to be very anti tattoos on females, but now I don't mind them.
Well, given the fact that Nick's in a slump, his next
I kind of have to keep my options open. Huh?
He's gonna be like, oh, is that an airplane? That's a bumblebee. Well, you are, you know.
But if
5,
you give
7,
Yancey a 5, if you give.
So.
If you give
you
Yancey a 5.
Yancey, right, Nick?
Yeah, but if he gives her a 5, then, I can't give what I gave that girl from the rodeo last night a 4.
What would you give Yancey?
I gave Yancey a 6. I think I gave Yancey a 6.
Oh, you gave Yancey a 6?
Yeah.
So what's the updated scoring on the chick from the rodeo?
I don't know. I mean,
-3?
Maybe it's cold outside. It's below 0.
Yeah. What would you give her, a 2?
I'd probably go down to a 2.
Oh, Nick.
Yeah,
maybe the speeding
brutal.
Ticket was a blessing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not the end-all, be-all on ratings. That was just mine. But I'm picky. I'm very picky. I'm very picky. So
I am too, but I get killed on it. All right, but I get killed on most things around here. We keep rolling along.
Oh, my God.
final hour of the show. If you want to join us, 713-780-ESPN. That's 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on Twitter at Barry is Funny, at the producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We are the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Pinkerton's Barbecue on Airline Drive. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel and Barry from Pinkerton's in the Heights. Nick back on at headquarters manning the fort. We take you up until 4, then we turn over to the Blitz. AJ decided this was a great day to take off. So he's out. That means Jerome Solomon's in with the Blitz. They're going till 6, and then NCAA action takes over again this evening as the other half of the Elite Eight will be decided after this evening. Go Badgers.
What? Don't just glance. Who you got? Let's go through our picks. Who you got?
I got Wisconsin.
Oh, what?
I know it's a shocker. Yeah.
What? You're going to pick Wisconsin?
Yeah. Yeah.
Get out of town. At least you're not picking with your heart.
No. But I'm not betting either, so I'm in good shape.
That's true.
During the privacy of my own home, I can root away. Wisconsin, Carolina. I'm going to upset you here and say Baylor. And,
okay. Why would that upset me?
Because your boy plays on South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Your point
all
guard.
Right. I think it's a smart pick, though. I think Baylor can beat Carolina.
I'm telling you, man.
I think that's
these
a smart
two
pick.
Teams, I'm really looking forward to UCLA, Kentucky.
Okay.
They played once this year. UCLA won at Kentucky.
Yep.
The sexy pick is UCLA and ball and the way they're playing. For some reason, I just feel like Kentucky's going to get them.
Well, I have Kentucky winning it all.
Okay.
So I guess I have to pick Kentucky.
Okay.
And I would, I think, even, you know, if I didn't have them picking or winning at all. I'll go Kentucky, Carolina. I hate to do this to you.
No, yes, you love doing it.
I'll go Florida and Baylor. Even though I do want to see South Carolina keep going, I really like that team for some reason.
You know, I really do. You love the freshman point guard.
Yeah, I do. Rakim Felder. Got a little man crush on Rakim. But, I'll take Baylor in that one as well. All right, so back to what was a couple of questions. What were we going to do at the break? We were coming back. I forget. We had something we were going to do. Do you remember?
Was it something you suggested? Because then I definitely wasn't listening.
Real quick, somebody was talking about an H-Town 4 and a Beaumont 7.5. I don't know if that's accurate or not. And then someone said Barry looks like a less funny Rob Riggle.
I can see that too.
That's pretty good.
I can see that. I definitely can see that.
That's pretty good. Now, is this where I get mad like you would, or do I just roll with it?
No. No one gets mad like I
please,
do, so just leave it alone.
Somebody texted, please don't let Yancey reflect the looks of all women in Beaumont. Why are y'all killing her?
So Fred's here now. Fred's getting ready for the show. Fred, Yancey on a scale of 1 to 10. Just
Yancey. You remember Yancey.
Yeah, I would say.
How could he forget? Because AJ couldn't let anyone forget.
The back part was a 10.
Yeah.
No question.
That's right. What I said.
Overall.
Ass 10.
Solid 6.5, 7.
See, that's where I was.
Wow.
That's where I was. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And you give her a 7 also?
Yeah.
You gave her a 6. What did you say again?
6.8.
Am I the only one that's – I said 5.
Really?
Yeah.
I could see that.
I said
it's just hard. It's hard for me to reduce the total score because there's so few 10 asses.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. So it's hard to reduce.
Mine and Yancey's. We both have a 10 ass, but everything else is not as good.
Only yours is on your face.
That's not bad, Joel. That wasn't bad. I think people get caught up in the hype that it's Twin Peaks too, and you tend to probably rate a little higher while you're there.
But you also tend to expect a little more. They compete with Hooters. You know what the Hooters girls have always been about. So when you walk in, I think there's an expectation that they're going to be top shelf.
I think the standards are lower now, though. I remember, like, didn't it seem like 15 years ago, Hooters and places like that, the chicks were hotter?
Oh, for sure.
I said this yesterday on the show. I think I've gotten so old, all those girls look 15 to me.
They do look young.
And so it's hard for me to even sit here and rank one because it just feels weird.
Like you're ranking your granddaughter or something? It's just like, yeah, this doesn't feel right.
No, this is a terrible thing.
Yeah, it is. Well, when I found out that I was older than her dad, it kind of broke my heart a little because, you know, AJ told the story.
You literally are older than her dad.
Yeah. Yeah, because she, I don't know if you heard it, but they were talking about it on the Blitz yesterday, but she carded AJ. And his joke was, well, can I just show you my bald spot? And she was like, no, I have to card everybody. So he gives her the ID. She checks it, gives it back, and he says, so how much older than your dad am I? And one, she couldn't do math, so she was like, I'm not sure. But she was like, I don't know. And then he said, well, how old is your dad? And she said, he's like 40 or 41 or something. He goes, oh, well, I'm a few years younger than him, but Barry's older than your dad.
Nice.
That crushed me.
Nice.
Like, that's where I'm at now in my life is I'm old enough to be a hot chick's dad. That sucks.
Dude, welcome to where you are.
Yeah.
Welcome to this is life and this is the real world.
Daughter, so.
You have a 15, yeah, see?
Yeah, it sucks. And I got started late, so.
Did you really?
I am.
How old were you when you had her?
I think I was, well.
Oh, when your wife had her.
Well, yeah, I wanted to be in the other room. I wasn't no part of that.
You were
no,
gone.
I was sitting there drinking beer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you weren't even in the room.
No, I was in the room, but they didn't know I had beer in the cups. I wasn't facing that crap sober. Are you kidding me?
Fred's got a flask with a hidden straw, and he's over there sipping it.
Yep. No, I guess I was. I would have been 37.
37.
Yeah.
See. People are still asking me and my wife. I'm 43, and she's you know a slightly younger than me. I won't give out her age.
Smart
that's
move
rude.
On your part, yeah.
But people are asking us if we're going to have kids. And I'm like, hell no. Like, we're too old for that now. I don't want to be – because I think my dad was 40 when he had my half-sister, my youngest sister. That's too old.
I worry about it from the standpoint of if we have another one, we have a boy, and I want to be able to, like, you know, go out and play sports with him and stuff like that.
Well, how old are you?
Well, I'm old enough. And here's the thing.
What are you like? You're too proud to tell us.
So here's
Fred
the thing.
And I have both given our age, and you can't.
Just because I'm not you doesn't mean that I'm
you're too
not
proud.
Right. No, but I'm saying
you must
my
be old
dad,
as hell.
So I was a mistake.
What are you 60?
Are you done now?
No, because I want to know how old you are.
I know everything you want. You're supposedly will get.
You're so old that I won't tell us.
No, my mom
you
and dad
can't run from the truth, Joel.
So
I'll
Fred,
find out.
My mom and dad had. I was a mistake, and so as a mistake, you know, your parents thought they were done. So by the time I was, in like teenage years and playing baseball, my dad was in probably 60,
yeah.
But he still wanted to play catch. And then he kept saying, you know, bring it. Come on, you can still.
You broke his hip, didn't you?
No, I busted his nuts. I mean, he kept going, you can throw it harder. I go, Dad, I'm not going to throw it harder. Come on, throw it harder. And you know when he gets mad, grits his teeth, starts cussing at you a little bit.
Yeah.
I said, reared back and let one fly. Didn't get the glove up quick enough. And, God, I felt bad about that, man. I was like, I don't want to be that dad. So,
yeah, that's why I wouldn't. Plus, they say as you get older, as the woman gets older, there's more chances of significant issues.
It's gotten
and that
better,
would scare the
Lisa,
crap out of
Lisa
me.
Lisa monitors the heck out of that. And she was so worried. But then in talking to her doctors, they said, really? It's gotten a lot better now. Like, you can be mid-40s. Janet Jackson just had a baby, and she's how old now? Past 50.
Yeah.
But, you know, to be smart and safe.
47.
Early 30s.
You're not in your early 30s.
I'm talking about Lisa.
I'm saying you're 47. Okay. And
so,
you're not going to tell me if I get
I'm
it
not,
right?
I'm not, because you're not
why
always going to get what you want.
Why are
and
you
always,
so ashamed of how not, old you oh are? It's just a number.
Because he's married to a TV person. He has to be vain. It comes with the territory. You and I, it doesn't matter, right?
We don't care. Yeah. We're just old-ass radio dudes.
We're old pigs.
Whatever.
It doesn't matter. Joel's got to be a little vain, man. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. If I were you, I would keep it quiet, too. Jerome won't say how old he is.
Jerome's 70.
I heard you guys talking yesterday on the way home, because I was going to actually text you when it was going in and out. But, yeah, I mean, I couldn't believe that when you guys were talking about.
He's in his 50s. Black don't crack, dude.
That's what you guys were saying.
And I've known Jerome for, God, 20 years. He's looked the same. I mean, he doesn't age ever.
Dude, and AJ said he eats fast food.
Back there at four
bills.
I will tell you who else does that and doesn't show his age. Calvin Murphy. Calvin Murphy will eat nothing but chips, Twinkies, Doritos, and fast food, and
good
never
Lord.
Gains a pound, and he looks any different.
He's looked the same for about 20 years, too. The only difference is, this was kind of sad, we were doing the 3-on-3 tournament one year,
yeah,
and he was playing for 97.5, and of course, all these, you know, media types are just abusing him, and it's just, and it was just kind of sad to see, because, you know, that's not the Calvin Murphy. I remember Calvin playing the All-Star game one year with Slater Martin out there and running circles around
yeah.
him. But, yeah, it was just kind of sad to see. Nobody really wanted to say
yeah.
It's like, hey, Calvin, buddy, maybe you ought to sit this one out.
Yeah, and but the thing
sucks.
Is he can still shoot it.
Oh, he can still shoot.
I've seen him do clinics, and he does free throws and threes. He dares anybody to beat him. One guy that's a listener to the show wanted to bet him $10,000 in a free throw contest.
Oh, what?
And that was just absolutely a huge mistake.
Yeah, he
could still shoot. It's just he couldn't get open.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, that's sad.
And yet he still does the clinics and takes his shirt off, and he's all ripped up, and all he does is live on junk food. So it's a God-given thing, and if you got it, hey, more power to you. All right, we got about a half hour left in the show before we turn it over to Fred and Jerome Solomon in the Blitz on a Friday afternoon from Pinkerton's in the Heights. Feel free to join us as we are ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Pinkerton's Barbecue on Airline Drive. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects. It's rodeo time, Houston. Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo is hosting Dierks Bentley tonight. And just for $18, you can see the best music, rodeo accent, shopping, dining, and have some carnival fun. All for that price of 18 solid American dollars. But get your tickets today at RodeoHouston.com. You can go see Dierks Bentley. And the name of this song is What Was I Thinking?
I was thinking about a long kiss, man. Just gotta get going with a night like me.
There you go. That's what he was thinking.
Makes you want a rodeo.
I couldn't tell. You know, I couldn't pick Dierks Bentley out of a lineup.
I've seen him.
You know
before.
Who he is? You know what he looks like?
Yeah.
Handsome man?
He's a
would
young
you?
And he's a
would
younger,
you?
Well, that's Fred's job. He's coming
you
up.
You would?
Next. He's related to Brooke Bentley, who used to work for the Texans.
No idea who that is.
On TV.
Is he really?
TV something. Yeah. Yep.
I have no idea who Brooke Bentley is. So he's a Houstonian? Dierks Bentley is?
I don't believe he's a Houstonian, but he's related to someone who lives here in Houston. But
what's his
pretty
best
popular.
Song?
Like he and the CMAs, I think for a couple years, he and what's my man that is on The Voice?
I don't know.
Nick, who's the country guy?
Blake Shelton?
Yeah, Blake Shelton. And Blake Shelton have and I think somebody else have hosted the CMAs
Can
in the
you
last
believe
couple years.
Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani?
Like they're
going to
get
thing?
Married. Yeah, they're going to like get married.
That doesn't. They don't. That's a. That's
a. It's
odd
a weird
mix.
Pair. Yeah,
it really is.
And Kirsten was telling me that he cheated on Miranda with Gwen, which is crazy to me.
Well,
I don't know if it was with Gwen. I didn't hear that.
Yeah. I've always had a crush on Gwen Stefani, though. I think she's smoking hot.
She's pretty salty. And then I saw an excerpt this morning on one of the national morning shows. They were doing Waterfalls by TLC a cappella. With Alicia Keys, Adam, Gwen, and he was playing the guitar. Blake was, but man, I mean, talk about a sound!
I bet
I didn't really see that. And Gwen had a really, really strong voice and performance. And I was like, man, I didn't think her voice was like that. But she can sing. They're really talented.
I'm seeing she can sing. You know, the voice has never been. I like the turning the chair parts of the voice, but the rest of it just sucks. Like, I just want to see who they turn for and who they don't turn for.
It was better when you had someone bitchy on there where they would actually really fight instead of just being all that kind of.
It just kind of sucks. And plus, everyone that wins, I couldn't name you one winner of The Voice. And I don't know that they ever get that popular.
Well, I think the
like American
one,
Idol.
Yeah, American Idol is the only one where they ever had. Yeah. Well, like the guy that's from here that just won the last version.
See, no idea.
He looks kind of like a young Charlie Daniels. He's kind of a huskier guy. He's got a big beard.
Okay.
But
I'll take your word for it.
I don't know his name or if he'll ever amount to anything. Well, we got Clarence on hold. And for a Friday, it's always good to catch up with Clarence. Clarence is going to, right from the start, give us a – hey, guys, how y'all doing?
What's up, Clarence? How's it going, man?
What is that sound? Is he like – what is that?
Clarence, are you –
Clarence, are you smoking a bong?
That's what it sounds like. Are you
– is he sleeping?
Oh, my goodness.
What the hell is that noise?
I don't know. Let's let this roll for a while.
Clarence, are you playing Yahtzee?
He's either finishing a big gulp.
You know how you put the dice in
the
cup?
Yeah, I was going to say, or he's rolling dice.
Clarence is playing Yahtzee, waiting on hold.
Oh, he's snoring.
Dude, I think he's sleeping.
I really believe he's snoring.
That is... Yes, Clarence is asleep. Yep. Weird thing is, he's driving home right now.
Yeah.
That's the sad part.
But we don't even hear any horns.
Why does he sound like a clogged drain when he snores?
I'm not gonna lie. That is,
he does. He sounds like a loose muffler.
Dragging on the pavement. Yeah.
Yeah. Good
Nick,
Lord.
All Nick, right, just leave him on hold. And we'll check back with him.
Put Clairbert on hold.
I'll let you know when he wakes up.
Gilbert. This is great.
That's what I was gonna say. The other Gilbert. But yes. Otherwise, Gilbert will be asking you to put him on air.
It did sound like a bong hit at first.
Without question. So did you see this, that the Broncos and the Texans have competition if Tony Romo is their target?
No.
Yeah. Try Fox and CBS.
Really?
Yeah, he's already had a big offer from Fox to be John Lynch's replacement in the booth, and now supposedly CBS is formulating an offer trying to get him as well. All indications still are that he wants to play, but he has options.
Yeah, there was the rumor that he wanted to, or that people were going to pursue him for the, television or the booth or whatever, but that he wasn't interested. But I think once you start getting those offers rolling in, you think no more camp, no more daily grind, no
money's
more
still
film
pretty
study.
Good.
The money's good. I can still be in the public
it's
eye.
It's not $19 million a year good, but
no,
it's good.
No, but he's not gonna hit the poorhouse, going into putting a mic in front of his face and talking on Fox or whatever. I mean, dude, if I'm him, given the last 2 years, I might do that.
He still wants to play, man. And we talked about it even with Roethlisberger and how much money he'd be leaving on the table if he walks. I can't see it. I think he still has that Jones into play. I think he still wants to prove that, there's still something left in the tank, coupled with the money issue, I think he's still going to try and give it a go.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what all great athletes have, right? They don't they want to keep playing.
Yeah, it's like a competitive gene.
But if you know that you're coming into you're a Band-Aid for an organization that is only getting you because they need a quick fix, and it's not they're not heavily invested in you.
But who? I mean, at this point, okay. Well, this ought to be interesting. Clarence, what's up, man?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Clarence, what the hell was that noise?
Were you sleeping?
Doing some stuff in the car.
Doing some stuff in the car? What were you? Were you smoking? Were you? Were you sleeping or smoking out of a bong? What were you doing, Clarence? We have to know.
I'm coming off Katy Freeway. I'm not sleeping on anything.
You're not sleeping. So I knew you would be driving. That's what scared me. Were you driving and smoking a bong?
No, that'll be too good.
No, that wouldn't be good. That's
what were you doing? You couldn't hear us yelling at you.
Yeah. Hold on. Speaking of which,
what the hell was that noise?
Well, I have this new dog I just adopted from Bark. Hate to give a shout out to them, but I'd love to give a shout out to them. I had this dog and she just got the cone around her, and she's not liking it. And
she was so that was a dog, because there was a constant rattle. It sounded at first like a bong rip, and then it sounded a bong rip.
It was well timed.
Yeah,
this is what it sounded. Listen, Clarence.
Put the dice in
the
cup.
I was going to say, or he's rolling dice.
Clarence is playing Yahtzee, waiting on hold. What the hell is that noise, Clarence?
Dude,
Clarence, that's not a dog.
That was a dog. There's no bong.
But so the dog's doing the bong? You're having the dog take the hit off the bong?
Wish. But first thing, you gave Nancy a Gansy a ass 10.
Yeah.
I had to go back and look at those pictures, man.
You had to be there.
Are you looking from a? You must be looking from a straight white guy point of view, because I don't see what ass you see beyond that.
No, Clarence, trust me when I tell you there was a bad angle on the picture.
It was,
you had to be there. There are about six or seven guys that can confirm it was.
It was a consensus.
It was legit.
Yeah.
Man, so everything else on it must really be bad. If you give the ass a 10, it's still a 5, so...
All right. Well, what's up, man? You were calling about Sweet 16?
But I have something about the tournament.
Okay.
What are the chances that LeVar Ball put so much pressure on his kid that he just fails tonight?
I don't think so. I think he's already gotten to this point with regardless of who his dad is and how he acts. And we had Mikhail on earlier in the week and talked about it. I mean, Mikhail said every indication he's a good kid and he's not like his dad and he's different than his dad. And I don't think the spotlight's ever going to get too bright for this kid. And I just don't see that being a problem.
Yeah, you know, the thing is if it was going to be a problem, it would have been a problem before now. But I think he's put his kids, and this is, you know, what I was saying the other day, he's kind of put them in a no-win situation, and he needs to be distancing himself from the kids themselves and what they do. Because if they lose, no matter what, it's going to be 10 times worse than if it was just if this was just the kid playing on a team that didn't get lost. Now everyone is rooting for this kid to lose. And when he does, he's going to be crucified, and so is his dad.
And, I mean, I don't blame him for because you want your kids to do best. You want to raise your kids up and everything and put them on the highest pedestal. But, like you said the other day, I think he's taking all the attention off of them and put it on himself.
But he's a marketing genius in a way. Clarence, he's a marketing genius in a way. He's much like, you know, Skip Bayless, too, where he's getting attention. What he says, whether he really means it or not, he's getting attention. His name is in everybody's mouth, on everybody's airwaves. He's made a second straight day of it on ESPN. And so, you know, he's top of mind. So he's a marketer, if nothing else. And that's one thing you can say about him. All right, we got one segment left to go. Here on The Usual Suspects, before we turn it over to The Blitz, Fred and Jerome Solomon doing the show for 2 hours today, 4 to 6, and then NCAA tournament action here on the station. We are ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Colonel Sanders here, introducing KFC's new $10 chicken share. It's a bucket for two, so when you and a friend, family member, significant other, or a total stranger feel like sharing some chicken, you know where to go. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer, participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Houston, are you ready to get revved up? It's the 2017 Houston Auto Show, presented by the Houston Chronicle at NRG Center, April 5th through April 9th. Come see the world's best cars and trucks from the world's top automakers. Visit HoustonAutoShow.com for details.
Before you go all b-ball to the wall, get to Specs for the ultimate game plan. Specs has hundreds of domestic and specialty craft beers to keep your watch party in the game. And don't forget, Specs' huge selection of gourmet snacks has you covered, with over 60 kinds of chips, fancy dips, exotic salsas, and more. Up your game at Specs Wines, Spirits, and Finer Foods. Cheers to savings.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, if you're out on 288 northbound at Southmore, watch for a stall sitting off to the left shoulder. There's also a stall on I-10, the Katy Freeway, westbound at the West Sam in a center lane. This report is sponsored by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. The ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center is brought to you by Uberito, home of the $5 Chicken Burrito Monday. Uberito, above and beyond your basic burrito.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Pinkerton's Barbecue on Airline Drive. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel and Barry from Pinkerton's here in the Heights. If you want to start your weekend right, stop by for some all-world brisket and barbecue here at Pinkerton's. Join Jerome Solomon and Fred for the Blitz. They'll take you from 4 to 6, and then from that point on, sit at the bar, tip your bartenders handsomely while you watch NCAA action, and you can listen to it right here on Nice 97.5. One segment to go, Barry.
Yeah.
I'm still not buying what Clarence is selling.
I don't think that a dog was making that noise.
Props to him for adopting.
That's not a dog. I don't
know.
I have no idea how a dog would make that noise. Unless you had a bong in the shape of a dog.
But you would think he had his radio turned up enough to
and
hear
you light,
us.
You put the weed in his nose and light it and smoke out of his tail.
Yeah, the tail. I was going to say the tail is the strike.
Yeah. And there are lots of opinions on Yancey coming in over the text lines. I guess everyone went to my Twitter and looked at the picture. But people are being kind of harsh now.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to take Andreas because he started
the downward trend.
I would love to take all these dudes' pictures and put them online and let chicks rate them. I bet you.
Isn't that called Tinder?
Damn, touche.
Just saying.
Yeah,
that's a swipe to the right and you move on.
And now we did on Twitter. Red did say, "I'm with Clarence. She had no ass." I'm sorry, Red, but you weren't there.
Yeah,
she had tons of ass.
I-10 in Beaumont. Stop by and
go see Yancey.
Prove yourself wrong.
Yeah, trust me. Ass is not the department that she's hurting in at all.
No. So your Rockets tonight at home at the Big Sequoia now, taking on the Pelicans.
Now you and Nick, when we did our little post All-Star game. Predictions. We each picked. So we're all 9-4 right now, as are the Rockets after the All-Star game. You guys both have them winning tonight. You still on that bandwagon that they win?
Yeah, I am.
I had them taking an L tonight.
And again.
I think I'm going to stick with it.
Back-to-back losses to the Pelicans.
Yeah, and I was right about the last
one.
Yeah,
I know you were.
Lost.
I gave you credit for that one.
I do. I think that if Cousins plays mm-hmm. – if the Brow plays, I think that's a bad matchup for them. And it shows a deficiency that they have.
You and I were talking about this. It depends, right? Because they've actually played some of their better basketball for the playoff-bound Pelicans.
Yep.
When Cousins is out. Like,
yep.
They've got two wins, I think, of the three games that he's missed since he's been with the Pelicans. Davis got back to kind of not worrying about sharing it and getting it down and to Cousins in the post and just doing his thing. They have deficiencies on the wing and the guard forward, the small positions. They're obviously big up front. I said that could be a huge problem for the Rockets, especially as you head to the postseason. But they haven't figured it out. I mean,
well, they've won the Pelicans have won what, five of their last six is what I saw.
I can look it up.
I think that they've won five of their last six. They've beat the Hornets, the Blazers, lost to the Heat, and then beat the Rockets, Wolves, and Grizzlies.
Okay.
So they seem to be figuring it out. That chemistry does take some time.
Is it too late?
It very well could be. I mean, my prediction of them actually sneaking into that A spot as well as the Nuggets are playing probably isn't going to happen. But winning five out of their last six, they're making a push. The thing that worries me about a game like this, you've seen James Harden in the last five or six games actually defending the other team's center and power forward down in the post. He can't do that against these guys. There's no way.
No.
Now, the good news is that the Rockets have had 3 days off.
Yeah.
Three days of rest.
Yeah.
So that means Nene probably – it wouldn't surprise me if he not only plays but gets the start. I know that Capella is their man and everything, but when you look at how physical the Pelicans can be with what they have down low, it won't surprise me. Because, you know, he's in the past they've used him as kind of – if you've seen Capella getting thrown around a little bit down low, D'Antoni's been pretty quick to pull Capella and put in Nene if he sees that Capella's getting manhandled. And I would just say it doesn't matter at this point. Just start Nene if that's your concern.
Well, you got to get him ready for the playoffs anyway.
Yeah.
Because we've said you need more than one low post defender, and you're going to need a guy that's got a little bit of extra size to him that's going to be able to, with some sand in his shorts, put some weight on a guy on the low post. If you play San Antonio, you know you're going to get two guys that can post with Gasol and Aldridge. You saw what happened with what Aldridge could do in the past when he was with Portland. So it's going to be something that they're going to have to focus on.
Yeah.
And the other thing is the Pelicans have everything to play for because though it is a slim chance, they have three games remaining against the Nuggets, one each against Dallas and Portland, all teams between them and the eight spot. And like you said, they've won 5 of 6, so they're playing better basketball. It means a hell of a lot more to the Pelicans than it does the Rockets, who are pretty much locked into the three. And like I said the other day, you don't have to sit and get rest because it's such a huge issue for James Harden. He said he won't do that. But I think you really got to start paying attention to making sure he's 100% come playoff time, whether that's reducing his minutes, you know, sitting him a little bit more, changing his rest patterns. But he is the snake that, you know, he's the head of the snake and the straw that stirs the drink. You've got to have him at 100%. I think now knowing that, you probably should start resting him a little bit more.
Yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to that. You know, as long as it doesn't start to cost them ground in the standings.
Right.
If it starts
getting close, then you pay attention to
back it. Back to the Capella Nene thing. When you think about it, I think I'd rather run Nene out there first to put him on Cousins because, you know, depending on who they're going to throw out there, whether it's Monta Yunus or, you know, Ashik, which they haven't really been using much at all. But I think I'd rather see Capella come off the bench against a team like this, as well as in the playoffs. I get why they start him against some of these younger, athletic, smaller teams. But when you, if you face somebody like the Grizzlies, are you really going to start Capella over
Nene? If you're going to just start experimenting a little bit because you know where you're going to be in the playoffs, I'd start both of them.
Oh, God, no.
Why would
you do that?
Because at some point you're going to have – believe me, there are going to be major portions of this game tonight when they're going to have to be on the floor to guard
both
Davis.
But that completely changes everything that the Rockets are about. When
it's
you take that
point.
Stretch
right,
four
because
off the floor,
if they force
it completely
their, they
changes.
They still have to
yeah.
force their tempo on the other team. So
yeah.
You're right. You know, in hindsight, thinking about that right now, yeah. I mean, look, you do want to still play your tempo, and force them to have to play small when you're playing fast. But come playoff time, it's going to slow down too. So I think you will still see times on the floor tonight when both bigs will be – Nene and Capella will be out there together.
You think so?
They've done that in the past. You put Capella on Davis and you put the bigger body on – Nene, and your guards are still head and shoulders above what New Orleans
has. I think you're more
has.
Likely to see them take Trevor Ariza and put him on somebody like Anthony Davis before they would
the bigs,
run
yeah.
both of those bigs out yeah. there. But.
All right, we'll see. Yep. We'll watch it tonight.
All right.
All right, good stuff. Good week. We wrap it up here from the barbecue in the Heights, known as Pinkerton's. And we're going to hand it off to Jerome Solomon filling in for AJ, as well as Fred and the Blitz, Jong back at the studio. They'll take you home till 6 and then NCAA basketball after that. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you again next week right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.